Welcome to Two Songs, One Couple, where a geeky metalhead husband swaps songs
with his nerdy country girl wife. Grab a drink, get comfy, and join us on our musical chat.
Happy New Year,
everyone. It's now 2021. Thank God. 2020 is now over. 2021 is going to be a great year, right?
Yes. Knock on wood.
We're being optimistic here, and we are hoping that it'll be a much better year for everyone. Yeah, so we're breaking format today. What's going on?
Today's episode is going to be a little different, a little special. We have a little countdown for y'all. So Peter challenged me to come up with my top five songs for 2020. And this was particularly difficult for me, mainly because before the pandemic and before quarantine, the main way that I would listen to music and hear new music is in the car and listening to the radio. I don't have my commute anymore. I'm not in the car as often as I used to be, which I am enjoying, but I'm missing that avenue to new songs and new artists. So this was a really, really hard challenge for me, but it was kind of fun. But you love to do your top lists. Like before we even did this podcast, you would always put together like your, what, top 100 albums
previous year? I did top 19 of 2019, top 18 of 2018, and so on and so forth. And this year I was going to do a top 20 of 2020, obviously, but it's 2020 and there's no more rules. So fuck that. I'm just going to do top 100 of 2020.
Whoa.
So I usually gear towards the album experience.
So your top 100 for 2020 is going to be top 100 albums?
Top 100 albums.
Jesus, yeah. I don't even think I've listened to 100 albums in the past 5 years.
It hasn't really changed much for me pre and post pandemic. I didn't really listen to much music on my commute. My commutes were dedicated to podcasts. Music is like I would jam it at work or while playing video games or before bed while reading a book. And the way I discover music is different.
Yeah, you're really good at discovering new music and purposely going out of your way to find and discover new music.
My approach is I frequent a lot of music blogs. So Metal Sucks, for example, does a weekly column, Shit That Comes Out Today. Metal Injection does the weekly injection. Toilet of Hell does This Toilet Tuesday.
That's awesome.
And one of my favorites is Can This Even Be Called Music? They have a weekly dump.
Oh, God. Is that where you get like the super, super weird shit?
Yeah, that's where a lot of it comes from, but it's not all weird stuff. It is a mix of weird stuff and also just stuff that goes under the radar, just like just jazz that nobody talks about. So, you know, I usually do a top album. So now I switch gears to do top songs. It fits our format more, fits our podcast, and it fits now you're lying. More.
Yeah, it's for me.
Well, the podcast is for you too, right? But like, I like to swap albums
because
that's the way I listen to music.
Yes.
So switching to a top songs is something I haven't done before or even thought about. So moving forward in 2021, do you think you'll approach it any differently? Like, will you scour, let's say, top country hits or top 40 hits?
Yeah, I'm not quite sure what I'm going to do in 2021, but I do want to try and figure out a way to listen to more music in general. That is something that I want to strive for in 2021. I wouldn't call it a resolution, but I do want to listen to more music in 2021.
Okay. Yeah. For me, it's almost the opposite where I want to scale back. Here's the thing. I have a couple Spotify playlists that has like 700 to 800 hours of music that I haven't gotten to in 2020. There's no way I'm going to get to all of it.
Yeah.
No, it's no fucking way.
Yeah, it's overwhelming.
So I need to find a better way to focus. But I'm of two minds here, right? Like, what if I miss something good? But at the same time, there's just no way I can get to everything. So for me, it's figuring out how can I pare back or focus my listening habits.
You just need to try and balance the goals that you want to achieve with your music listening. All right, let's get into this top five shit.
Okay, so what we're going to do is top five songs of 2020. So we're going to give you little snippets of each song and just talk very briefly about each song. We're not going to go in depth. We're not going to talk lyrics.
You might not talk lyrics.
Well, maybe we will, but it just won't be the deep
conversations
that we usually have. It'll just be quick impressions and we hope you enjoy it.
Yeah, we'll try and rein that shit in.
Okay. Sassy, moody, nasty, hacking, stupid.
What's happening? What's happening? Bitch, I'm a savage. Yeah. Classy, bougie, ratchet. Yeah. Sassy, moody, nasty. Huh. Hacking, stupid. What's happening? Bitch, what's happening?
They asking for the queen to buy some cameras in here. I'm a bad bitch, she's a savage, no comparison here. I'ma flip my hair and look back while I twerk in the mirror. All this money in a room, think some scammers in here.
I'm coming straight up out that third, whip the whip like I stirred it. Wood grain, we swerving, keeping his mind all on these curves. Coop fly like a bird, cold on him like birds. Always keep my word, no, I don't do crosswords. Tell you in a writing like them hot girls, them hits. I hop that shit the way I hopped up and slid. I pop my shit, now watch me pop up again. I mop the float, now watch me sweep up these M's.
I'm savage, savage. Classic, bougie, ratchet. Sassy, moody, nasty.
All right, so coming in at my number 5, Megan Thee Stallion with Savage. And it's the remix version featuring Beyonce on her Good News album. So I chose this song because it's fun. It's hip hop. You can't be in a bad mood when you hear this song come on the radio. And for 2020, I needed this song. I needed something that was silly and yet I could move to and yeah, really enjoy. So in particular, the lyrics that read, if you don't jump to put jeans on, baby, you don't feel my pain. Hell
yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
But yeah, because I am a Thickums lady, so I can appreciate fellow Thickums lady embracing them Thickumses.
Yeah, I think it is empowering. We've brought this up before where she uses bitch in an empowering way.
Yeah, she also calls herself a ratchet.
Yeah.
And bougie and classy. So this bitch is complex and yeah, more than just one thing.
She embraces all the things that she is rather than hiding anything or being ashamed of anything. She's just proud of who she is.
It's a celebration of your ratchetness and also acknowledgement that she is also classy.
Yeah.
And
you can be both.
Hell yes, you can.
You can totally be two things that seem counterintuitive. Yeah. Was there some like voice effects on Beyonce's voice in some of this song?
I think in a few parts, yeah.
Yeah. Not a fan of that because she doesn't need it.
Yeah. And neither does Megan Thee Stallion.
Yeah. I don't really know much about Megan Thee Stallion. But I know she's having quite the year.
She has. And I love her.
Yeah. I don't know much about her. And first impression with this song, yeah, like you said, it's a fun song, fun tune. I can get down with it. And it makes me curious for more. I'm curious if her album is as good as this song.
Yeah, me too. And I haven't listened to the album, full disclosure. But I love the song. I love it every time it comes on the radio. But I think if you are sensitive to curse words and if you are sensitive to young lingo, then this is not the song for you.
I mean, if you're sensitive to curse words, why the fuck are you listening to this podcast?
Because they're our friends and they love us despite our potty mouths.
Okay. Good song.
All right. What's your number 5?
My number 5 song of 2020 is called Ignite by Wakaki Man. It's off the album Tokyo Singing. They are a Japanese band and they are a perfect fusion of Japanese folk music and rock and or roll. Yeah, so I chose this because it's fun.
I can see that.
Pumps me up, gets stuck in my head. And similar to you in 2020, it's kind of something I need.
Yeah.
I don't even know what the song's about. Most of the lyrics are in Japanese. There are a few English words here and there, but I don't know what the song's about. I don't care. It's fun and it's a good time. What do you think?
Yeah, I can totally see that. The first thing that came to mind is, dang, she sounds a lot like Gwen Stefani in like Tragic Kingdom, no doubt.
Okay, that's an insult.
That's not an insult. I love Tragic Kingdom. That's an amazing album. Yeah,
Tragic Kingdom is good, but
it's not like I said recent No Doubt bullshit, which is an insult.
Is it the vibrato that reminds you of her or like?
Yeah, and her tone.
Yeah, okay.
It was meant as a compliment because I do love the Tragic Kingdom album, and that's like the best of No Doubt right there.
Mm-hmm.
I totally heard echoes of that in this song, so I think that's a cool song.
Yeah. We've seen them live once. Do you remember?
No.
And I got 2 free tickets, and I'm like, well, you want to go with me? Because this is free. Yeah, you don't remember? Like, the Japanese is like a ton of members. There's a percussion. There's a flute guy that was doing, like, jumping in the air with the
flute. Was it at?
The Fillmore.
Yes. Okay. It's coming back to me now.
And there were a lot of people with glow sticks.
Yes.
So, like, when I saw people in line with glow sticks, I was like thinking, what the fuck? Is this a rave? But apparently it's very common with Japanese audiences where a lot of people have glow sticks and they're kind of just like, not like waving them, but like, how would you describe? Like
rocking to the beat with them.
Yeah, like kind of going like this.
Like almost.
No one can see that.
Well, yeah, nobody can see that. But it's almost like they're playing one of those big traditional Japanese drums.
The taiko?
Yeah, where they're like striking a big, big drum.
There you go. That's a good description.
To the beat of the music.
Yeah, and that was a unique experience because I've never been in an audience like that. Mm-hmm. I'm just used to a bunch of metalheads standing in front of me, obstructing my view, or like mosh pits. But there's no moshing. It was just everyone was very respectful, kind of stuck to their own little bubble. No one got in my face. And the advantage is Asians are shorter, so I could see the band without anyone standing in front of me.
You're obstructing also Asian.
My view. I know. That's what I'm saying. It's my playing level versus there's always like fucking Thor, giant tree guy that like, I'm going to stand in front of this Vietnamese dude. Bloop. And then I'm like, oh, fuck me. I can't see shit. It made me a fan. And this new album is very good. And this is like probably the catchiest song off the album. So hope you liked it.
I loved it. Good job.
All right. Let's move on.
In love so deeply. So completely. And I want you to hold me and take me into your arms, safe from the storm. And baby, let me love you and kiss you, and I'll make it alright. It might take some time.
All right. So for my number 4, I'm breaking it down a little bit, slowing it down, and bringing you to church a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. With Little Big Town's Forever and a Night. It's off their Nightfall album. It's gospel-y and romantic and awesome.
Yeah. Awesome.
Is that sarcasm?
Wow. Oh, yeah. Okay. So the saying is usually forever and a day, right?
Mm-hmm.
Holy shit, forever and a night. I love how they twisted that. Genius.
Stop
how
being a dick.
How did they come up with that? Forever and a night.
Knock it off.
Which is not possible because forever is like infinity, right? That's like saying infinity plus one. Fuck off.
Okay,
dude.
Nerd.
You can't have infinity plus one because infinity. Yeah.
Okay, nerd. This is not a math podcast. This is a music podcast. So Little Big Town is made up of 4 different members, and pretty much all 4 of them will sing on different tracks.
Mm-hmm.
And the lead singer for this particular track, Philip Sweet, oh my God, he can sing fucking the alphabet, and I would love it. Like, I just love his tone and like the little gruffiness that he allows to be captured in the songs. And oh, it's just...
Do you need to go change your underpants
now?
I
do, just a little bit, yeah.
All right, calm down.
No, but this song, it's a little bit uplifting with that whole organ and gospel-y harmonies that are included in it. And then it's romantic with the lyrics and Philip Sweet's vocals. And I like this one. This is like my guilty pleasure one where I knew you would hate it.
Well, you don't be guilty. Don't feel guilty. don't feel guilty about it. My first impression is gospel was the very first thing I thought of. Like, yeah. We're in church, except we're singing a love song. But I guess if you just put Jesus in there, it becomes a Christian
rock song.
And you love Jesus forever in a night. You can easily make that about Jesus. But totally. Yeah, gospel. And I think it's just piano and voices for the first half or so.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, it kicks in with the drums. And then, yeah, once that organ comes in, that organ is the jam.
Mm-hmm.
I love the sound of an organ.
Yeah.
I love bands that use it and not like on a keyboard where you just use an organ sound. If the band takes the actual time and effort to haul a real organ with them, it just sounds so good.
Yeah.
And on this track, it sounds good. As with most country, I find the harmonies very good. And this song is no exception. Harmonies are excellent.
Yeah. Little Big Town is amazing with harmonies. Like, they have one song from years back called Boondocks where they layer on the harmonies. And then, oh my God, I love that song so much. It's awesome. And I love this song too, because just of the romantic idea in the lyrics of trying to make things all right for your partner and recognizing that it's going to take a while, but giving them the room to try and make things okay for you. And it's just, it's lovely.
Cool. Not a bad tune, you know.
After shitting all over it.
But it's not the usual country tune where it's like twangy steel guitar. It's very gospel. And I like that about this song. My number four song is Predator by Almanac, off of the album Rush of Death. They are a German symphonic power metal band, and the main dude is Victor Smolsky. He is formerly of the band Rage. I don't remember why he left, and so who cares? But he formed a new band called Almanac, and this is his baby. Like, he's a guitar player, and if you can't tell, it's very guitar forward, a very guitar forward song. A lot of shredding, some sick riffage and guitar soloing. And there's two singers.
I didn't catch on to
that. Yeah, there's a male and female singer. I chose this song because it's just like high energy. It pumps me up. The subject matter is not that interesting to me. It's about racing cars.
I didn't even realize.
Yeah, it's like I'm trying to take your place. I'm trying to take the lead. You know, I'm in second place and I'm trying to take your win.
Uh-huh.
That's not something I'm really into, but if I was driving, I would throw this on and drive like 90 miles per hour. If you drive much these days, throw this on and you'll get to your destination in a hurry.
I could see that.
It's another fun song. That's why I chose it.
Nice. Yeah, I could totally see that. So this is the first time I've heard it for the listeners. So my first impressions are this is like 80s riffic.
Yeah, it's like very classic heavy metal sound.
Go ahead. I was hearing a little bit of Dream Theater and a lot of the riffage, like you were saying. Mm-hmm. And then I got hints of Steel Panther and their throwback 80s vibe.
Mm-hmm.
And then some Dio-ness with their lead vocalist.
Yeah.
For me, there wasn't much to like pull me into the song.
Mm-hmm.
And so for me, it's okay.
You know, the vocals didn't pull you in because that's usually what you pay attention to, right?
Yeah, no, not so much. Like, I didn't even realize that the lyrics were geared towards racing.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just something about it was kind of just vanilla for me.
Okay. All right. The end.
When the one who's burned turns to pass the torch. Evil is a relay sport. When the one who's burned turns to pass the torch. Evil is a relay sport. When the one who's burned turns to pass the torch. Evil is a relay sport. When the one who's burned turns to pass the torch. Evil is a relay sport. When the one who's burned turns to pass the torch. Evil is a relay sport. When the one who's burned turns to pass the torch. I'll resent you for being raised right. I'll resent you for being tall.
should it all. I'll resent you for having each other. I'll resent you for being so sure. I'll resent you presenting your life like a fucking propaganda brochure. And I see that you keep trying to fade me.
All right, so my number three is taking you on a funky little ride, and it's definitely a grower. It's one of those songs where I had to listen to it a couple of times. Like the first time I was like, what the hell is this shit? And then after that, I really, really started to dig it the more and more I listened to it. And so this song is called Relay by Fiona Apple on her Fetch the Bolt Cutters album. I chose this song because it was weird, it's funky, and the lyrics, oh man, like Fiona Apple just has this way of being brutally honest.
Mm-hmm.
This whole album to me seemed to be like a exposed nerve that she was hitting.
Yeah.
It like jars you, and it's weird. It's definitely different from her moody 90s previous style.
Mm-hmm.
It's very percussive. There's weird melodies. There's lots of drum toys, lots of beat driven music. And this song in particular is very beat driven.
Yeah.
It's a grower.
Yeah, I dig the song. I really dig it. And I had a similar reaction, like, what? This is really strange. It's weird, but it's like drawing me in somehow.
Totally. And it gets stuck in your brain.
How can something this odd be so catchy?
Evil is a relay sport. And you're like, God damn it.
We're the one that burned does pass the torch.
Close. We're the one that's burnt turns to pass the torch.
Yeah. It's very deep. Yeah. Very, very deep.
I've always loved Fiona because her lyrics are so brutally honest. And for this one in particular, when she says, I resent you for being tall, damn straight, I resent you for being tall. I'm short. I want to be tall. I want to be able to see over people's faces. But then also like the lyrics, if I hate you for hating me, then I've entered the endless race. Damn, God damn it, Fiona, you're right. Hating somebody, it's just this endless use of energy that just is wasteful.
You know, evil is a relay sport. You just pass it on to the next person.
Yeah. And evil begets evil.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I really like the song. It's catchy in a really weird way. And like you said, the harmonies are like, what the hell harmony is this?
Yeah.
This doesn't make sense, but it works in somehow. I don't get it.
Yeah. And I totally think that you've rubbed off a little bit too much on me, because mm-hmm. this is like a typical song that you would be like, Sam, listen to this.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd be like, what the fuck is it? But yeah, it totally weasels its way into your brain.
Yeah. It goes from like 4-4 to 6-8. And there's kind of a tempo change. But
nerd.
It also has this like march feel.
Yes.
Like a marching band, or maybe more like a warped New Orleans brass band.
Yeah.
Or they have all those percussion.
I could totally see that.
But, you know, obviously no brass, but all the percussion, and then they mm-hmm. would, you know, be marching down Bourbon Street.
See, I totally envision this being more like a hippie drum circle gone wrong.
Yeah, that's a good way to, yeah, bad acid trip.
Yeah, it's got some funky percussion in it, and I dig it.
Yeah, I dig it too. It's a good tune.
Can you dig it?
Good choice. Good choice.
Yay!
Good job. You chose something good for once. Good job.
Dick.
My number three is Shepherd by Cronus off of the album Idols. I chose this song because it's catchy as fuck. It reminds me a lot of Ghost, and it's just like a throwback rock and roll / metal Black Sabbath sound.
God damn it, you took mine. I wrote down Ozzy. I got Ozzy vibes.
That's very accurate. Yeah, very Ozzy. So I chose this song because it's just so catchy. It gets stuck in my head. It's an earworm. What did you think?
Yeah, I'm right there with you. It was a cool song. I totally got Ozzy vibes. It's catchy. That one lyric where he's saying, you're getting out of your skin, but I'm getting in. Something like that.
Or I'm creeping out, you're creeping in.
Sort of thing.
Or no, you're creeping. I don't know.
Something
I'm
like
creeping
that.
In, yeah.
Yeah, and it creeped me out. I was like, God damn it.
Yeah, I think this song is about a pretty dark subject, despite how catchy it is. I think it's about cults, a cult leader leading his sheep to slaughter.
Oh, wow, wow.
Yeah, dark subject matter, but it's a fun song.
It's a catchy little ditty.
Yeah, it's catchy. So you enjoyed it?
I did enjoy it. I thought it was a good choice.
Cool.
You're no longer my concern. Faces from my past return. Another lesson yet to learn that I'd fall for life. You were never on my side. Fool me once, fool me twice. Oh, you died the paradise. Now you never see me cry. There's just more time to die. More time to die.
All right, so for my number two song of 2020, I'm going super emo. I went with Billie Eilish's No Time to Die song. It's not even off of an album. It's just the theme song to the latest James Bond movie of the same name. But oh man, it like hits all my emo needs for 2020 where I'm looking to like, you know, cry a little bit and be sad and be all up in my feels. Billie gets me.
She does.
Yeah, she's my fave.
Yeah.
It's
this
just
little kid, this little teenage. Well, she's 18 now, right? So,
yeah.
Yes. She's still kind of a teenager.
Yeah, but she's an amazing artist. She reminds me a lot of Fiona Apple from the 90s, where she's got that emo vibe. Her lyrics and her musicality, it totally speaks to me. Like, I'm a huge Billie Eilish fan. She could do no wrong in my eyes. And it's amazing that she can be so accomplished at the age of 18. God
yeah.
Damn it.
She blew up when she was 16, right?
Yeah.
And getting weird texts from adult male artists.
Yeah, slightly
what was
creepy.
It? Was it Drake? Maybe Drake did that. I don't know.
Yeah, she's an amazing artist. Her lyrics are haunting, sexy, emo-y. Yeah, if there's an emo need that you have, she can fill it.
Yeah. Yeah, this is a very good song. I like it.
Yeah.
I've heard
really?
It. Really? Yeah.
Wait. What?
This is a very good song. You chose another good song.
Yes.
It's just crazy.
You're crazy.
I remember you getting upset at me for not putting Billie Eilish's When We Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go? Is that the name of the album?
I fucking love that album.
Yeah,
yes.
It was not in my top 10 non-metal list. You were a little upset.
I was very upset at you because that album is one of my like all-time favorites.
It is a good album. Don't get me wrong. I didn't put it in my top 10. It's just I found 10 more that were better.
Bastard.
In my opinion. But
blasphemy.
This song is very good. It's a good mix of her style and fitting within the James Bond universe.
Yeah.
I don't think the movie's out yet, but...
Oh, I thought it was supposed to come out in
supposed
2020.
To, but, you know, 2020. She joins the annals of history of James Bond theme song singers. There's a lot of them that are very good. Yeah, it's a good tune.
Thank you.
Number two song of 2020 is, oh god, Fanden Tadettehul by Kveletak. Oh my god. So they're from Norway, and this is off the album Splid or Spleed. I don't know, I hope I don't come off as super Swedish chef trying to pronounce any Scandinavian words, but
this is awesome.
They're a band from Norway and they sing mostly in Norwegian, so I don't know what they sing about. And I would describe them as black and roll, where they're a mix of black metal,
interesting,
rock and roll. There's also some thrash and punk in there too. But
damn it, you took my notes.
But the primary mixture of black metal and rock and roll. And they recently changed singers, so this singer is completely new. He sounds just like the other guy, so which is cool. And so it feels like there's nothing that's really changed about the band. Mm-hmm. And I chose it because this song gets stuck in my head, especially the guitar part. I just like this guitar line. If you don't know the band, they have three guitar players, which is like, dang. Why? Like, why would you have three guitar players? Well, they showcase all three with the guitar harmonies, especially in the main guitar line or guitar riff. I really dig that. What did you think?
Yeah, so you totally stole some of my notes. I just want that on the record.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote down old school punk with some metal vibes, like Motorhead-ish.
Yeah.
Especially towards the end, it kind of changes a little bit and it's a little bit more punkier.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was cool. Like, I was grooving to it. I have no idea what the hell they were saying.
Nope, me neither.
But it doesn't matter because it's a cool groove and you can just kind of like rock out with it.
Yeah.
Rock out with your socks out.
That's not the saying, but I saw them live twice. One time opening, it did not translate because it was kind of in a big theater.
Mm.
And I was like far away. I was sitting in the balcony and couldn't really see. And then I saw them a second time at the Independent in San Francisco, which is like a 500 capacity venue,
mm-hmm.
tiny venue. And I was right up front. I was front row. And it's like I was invited to a party in their backyard. They look like they're having so much fun on stage. The crowd looks like they're having so much fun. Nobody knows the lyrics. You know, I didn't hear anyone singing along to them. Nobody cared. It was just a fun, rocking good time. And all the dudes in the band were high energy, jumping around. And it comes through in the recordings too, where it's just like so high energy and just so fun.
Yeah, that's a good song. I dig it. I dig that you can't say it.
Yeah.
So, are you ready for this number one awesomeness?
I'm ready.
It's going to be awesomeness in your face.
I bet.
All right. You and I both love this artist. I chose Ivor's song called Truth off of her Zigul.
Now look, it's trying to pronounce Scandinavian words.
Yeah, I can't pronounce the name of that album, but it's S-E-G-L. Segul? Segul?
I don't know.
But I can pronounce the word truth.
Okay, good job. You nailed it.
And this song, again, meeting all my emo needs for 2020.
Mm-hmm.
And it has like just some beautiful lyrics. Like Ivor shot this song like straight into my heart. But like she's like my soulmate in this song. Like she's singing, "You're the book I want to read. You're the song that makes me cry." And I'm just like, yeah, that's me. Me. I like to read. I love songs that make me cry. I just love it. And then she ends that verse with, "And you're the quiet conversation that changed my mind." And I'm just like, fuck, Ivor, yes. Like, that's beautiful. It just speaks so to me because, like, I'm the type of person where, one, I love to read and I love songs that make you feel something. And then I love having conversations with people that you learn something from or you change perhaps your mind or their mind. And those conversations are often really, really difficult and really uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But I love the end result. I love me learning something new just for myself. I love, you know, sharing that experience with other people, but I completely understand that not everybody loves that shit.
Mm-hmm.
But I Ivor. Ivor and I, me and her, we are here.
Yeah,
we are
she's speaking to you. Yeah.
She wrote the song for me.
I guess the overall story is like, it's two strangers passing by.
Yeah.
She's crushing on a person or she loves this person, but they don't necessarily know each other.
Yeah.
The lyrics are beautiful, but it's also tragic too. Like,
yeah.
Are they two boats passing in the night or do they ever link up? Yeah. I guess it's ambiguous, right? I don't know if it ends in a way that they're together.
It's definitely ambiguous in terms of the ending, but like the lyrics I think that you're referring to are the ones where she's singing. It's mainly in the chorus where they're singing, "We are strangers in this world together, looking for an answer."
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end of the chorus, it's love is all that matters.
Yeah.
It's a little bit sad, but in the end, it's, God damn it, Ivor, you're right. Love is all that matters.
Uh-huh.
I love the song. I'm all up in my feels. I love it.
Yeah, this is a very good song. And it just sounds so raw and emotional.
Yes.
And it's, it's very good. Good job, Ivor. Once again, you've hit it out of the park. Nailed it.
Nailed it. The thunder. I see a strike. The gods are watching us tonight. I'm not alone. I hear your call. I see the light. Come take my hand and I'll show you the way. Come join our fight and you'll never walk alone. When we ground, we fight whenever. One day will come when all is done, no more endeavors. Until that day, we all stand tall and fight forever.
All right, so my number one. Oh, this is ironic. I didn't even realize this.
What?
My number one song for 2020 is called One.
I see what you did there.
Yeah, by Brothers of Metal. Off of the album Emblas Saga. It's a fucking song about Vikings, really. But the reason I chose it is because it just has a positive message. Like, together we're stronger. Together as one, we can get through this. And I kind of used that as like kind of a theme song for 2020. It's like, together we're stronger. And together we can get through this pandemic. And I come out on the other side better for it. But I fully realize it's about Vikings and plundering lands and fucking shit up but fighting as one.
All the awesomeness. Man, this song is awesome. I love me some like pirate metal. And this, I know it's Vikings.
Well, Vikings are kind of pirates, aren't they? They sail the seas, they plunder. So
they're
basically we pirates.
Yes. And I love me pirates and I love me some rum. And this song just makes me want to like get a jug of ale and like slosh it around and sing along and like have a party.
Yeah, it's a good tune. It's catchy and it has a good message overall. And the music video for this is so stupid. If you do yourself a favor and watch it, though, it's so stupid but so good.
It's not stupid. It's fun.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. And you can tell they didn't have a budget. There's 8 band members, right? 1 female vocalist and 2 male vocalists. One of the male vocalists, he just talks. So if you listen to this track, there's a talking part. That's the third vocalist. There's 3 guitar players. 1 bass, 1 drums. So 8 members. So they shot the video and apparently they didn't have any budget and they didn't have any friends. So just the eight band members just shot this like epic battle video. But there's only 8 of them. So the climax of the video is this fight, this battle. And there's only like a few people on camera. And so it's like falls a little flat, but it's also hilarious. And I love the video despite its cheesiness and low budget. It kind of adds to the flavor of the video and it's hilariously stupid and hilariously fun.
Well, I mean, the song itself is pretty much exactly what you just said. So it's great that the video.
It fits.
Yeah.
This album is also great, but just looking at this song, this one stood out because how catchy it is, how much it got stuck in my head and the message behind it, the positive message.
Yeah, like together we can go and plunder other people.
Yeah, yay, plundering. But really, it's about being stronger with others, coming together as a unit and getting through anything as one.
And getting shit done.
Yep, that's it. There you have it. Top 5 songs of 2020. Overall theme, the songs we chose. There's a mix of positive, fun, kind of escapism songs. Would you agree?
My songs are a mix of super emo and super fucking weird. And I think that is exactly what 2020 was for me. super emo and super fucking weird.
Yeah, it's funny that you kind of went off into the weird realm more than me. Most of the songs were positive, uplifting. You know, there's the irony there, right?
Yeah, like your sounds more fun than mine. Mine sounds sad.
There's only one song that was about something dark. Just overall, if we're just thinking about the sound of the songs, most of them, for me, were uplifting songs. Songs that made me feel better.
Yeah.
And it's funny that you went kind of the other way. We kind of flip-flopped in a way.
Sometimes you just need a good cry.
Mm-hmm.
And then you feel better afterwards. Any honorable mentions? Any people that were really hard to cut from your top five list?
Your number one, Ivor. That one I cut from my list. I also had a Night Flight Orchestra song, an Aether Realm song, Jonathan Halton and Necrot. It's all going to be in the show notes, the episode notes. So if you want to look at those songs, we'll put them there. Did you have any honorable mentions?
I did. So Fantastic Negrito had an awesome rockin' album that I might pull some songs to share with you for later episodes. Brittany Howard from Alabama Shakes had a single release that was, you know, gospel-y and got me in the feels too.
Mm-hmm.
And then Chris Stapleton released an album that has some good songs on there. And one of them in particular, I almost swapped out the Little Big Town song for. But in the end, Little Big Town won out.
Okay. Okay.
You know, Kesha released an album too, and I like me some Kesha.
Yeah, sounds good. Once again, I want to mention that it'll be in the show notes, the episode notes, the top five and the honorable mentions. And that wraps up our top five songs of 2020. We hope you enjoyed this break in our format. We got a really late start in the year when it comes to this podcast. So we haven't had many episodes before this break in format. We may have other episodes where we do something a little different.
I got ideas, y'all.
Yeah, she's got some ideas and they're very good ideas. So we'll see how it goes.
He has to say that.
For the most part, the format will stay the same, but maybe we'll do some bonus episodes. Maybe we'll have guests. I don't know. I haven't really figured out how the fuck to do that because I'm still green. I'm still a noob. It took a while to get just this setup of two microphones to work properly. And even still, I have some struggles with it, but for the
most part,
for the most part, it's been good.
Yeah. So I think 2021 is going to be an exciting year, not only personally, but for this podcast, because like you said, we're going to have more episodes to share with everybody. Some of them will stick to this format and some of them will change it up a little bit and keep y'all on your toes. God damn it. It's going to be better than last year. It's gotta be.
It has to be.
Knock on wood.
Let's all strive to do better in 2021.
Yes. And let's be nice to each other.
Yeah.
God damn it.
At the end of the day, be fucking nice. Thank you for listening to Two Songs, One Couple. You can find us at twosongsonecouple.com. If you want to email us, twosongsonecouple@gmail.com. You can find us on Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your pods from. You can find us also on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. And thank you very much for listening and have a great day. And we both hope your 2021 is better than 2020.
The seas we're touching ground, we fight whenever. One day will come when all is done, no more endeavor. Until the day we all stand tall and fight forever. When we believe we are but one, we come together. We sail the seas, we're touching ground, we fight whenever. One day will come when all is done, no more endeavors. Until the day we all stand tall and fight forever.
I see it there, Mom. I smell it.
Give me the bread.
I'm so hungry.
Never feed me.
Oh my God, I never ate it. Give me the eatings.